It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we have an update on Art for Charlie, the East Lansing-based nonprofit that works to improve hospice care for children and bereavement services for families who have lost a child. The organization is named after Charlie Waller, who passed away last December at the age of 5. From cancer. Charlie's spirit lives on, however, in the foundation that bears his name, and here to tell us more about their plans, Charlie's mother, Abigail Waller, and Richard Graham Yule, Abigail's father. Welcome to both of you to Current State.
Thank you.
Richard, just earlier this week, you held your first annual art competition centered around the theme Spirit of Michigan. Tell us about the event.
That's right. Being an East Lansing-based charity, we have a need to spread our name across the state because we're trying to organize the participation of caregivers across the state to share their experience in the field that we work in.
Okay.
So we started this competition, first of all, to give something back to the artists who support us, to give something back to the art world, and to give an opportunity to publicize art in Michigan. And the result was very, very encouraging indeed. We had submissions from every corner of the state. The variety was remarkable. We specified two-dimensional art because sculpture we couldn't handle coming in from a distance.
Okay.
And we had collage, oils, acrylic, mixed media, almost any medium that you can think of in two dimensions, and a huge range of interpretation of subjects. So it was very successful. We regard every single artist as a winner because you find that with a qualified and specialized jury, which we had the curator of the Broad, we had a professor of art, we had 6 professional artists as a jury panel, and they all had different votes, which means that any one entrant could have some pride.
How many entries altogether?
We had 20-something entries.
Okay.
We reduced that to a short list of 6, which we showed at the Broad on Monday. Of that 6, 3 were selected for the first, second, and third prizes. And that short list will be on display exhibition at the People's Church in East Lansing for the next couple of weeks. And we will be publicizing that, and there will be an opportunity for people to purchase the winning art.
You can see the winner on our website, by the way, too, wkar.org. Abigail, let me ask how you and your family are doing.
We're doing okay. We are trying to rebuild our lives and redefine who we are now as a family of 3. The last few years have been hard, parenting Charlie, knowing that he was going to die, but mm-hmm. now it's even harder. Mm-hmm. It's harder living without Charlie in our lives, who brought constant joy.
Tell us about the goals for Art for Charlie. I know you'd really like to see a lot come of this. Talk to us about that.
We would. The main mission of Art for Charlie is looking after the child when they're diagnosed with an illness, and looking after the family afterwards, supporting the family through grief. And we do that through promoting art in the community. One of the main things that I want to promote through Art for Charlie is educating people about bereavement. Grief can be lonely, stigmatizing, isolating. There is a lot of awkwardness around death. People pull away. People don't know what to say. People don't know what to do. And I want to educate people that the grief generally is lifelong. We learn to live with it. We learn to figure out how to live with that loved one in our hearts and how to move forward. The one main thing about grief is it's unique. We all grieve differently and in our own way. And so that's why I want to be broad in figuring out how to support people in bereavement. And we have some ideas in that.
How many of these goals emerged from your personal experience just in the past couple of years?
Yes, they did.
All of them?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So when Charlie was first diagnosed, we were initially told he would die in 6 to 9 months, and we were told that it would be a very painful death. So that's when we began with the first mission of promoting pediatric hospice. And that's when we learned that in the mid-Michigan area, there is very limited pediatric hospice. So that was the first goal and mission of Art for Charlie.
Do you feel like there are others who are aware of this need for pediatric hospice services? Or is there an awareness-raising mission that you really have to embark on here?
Absolutely. Pediatric hospice is different from adult hospice. Pediatric hospice, you have to take into consideration the entire family and the impact. So there is a difference, and they're educating people about that difference.
What have you learned about how we treat death in our culture from your experience?
The stigma of it, the isolation of it.
What's been most comforting for you?
One is having Charlie's story be heard. Mm-hmm. Having people know who Charlie was, mm-hmm. that was deeply comforting. Mm-hmm. And now, as time goes on with our foundation, I would like Charlie's story to take a back seat now and figure out how to connect with other families in our community who have lost a child and hear their stories.
Now, how do you intend to do that? How will you be able to find other families who have lost a child? Will that be difficult?
It has been challenging.
It has
been challenging because of confidentiality and HIPAA laws. We are, later this year, 1st of November, we are having a conference to bring people around the state to talk about pediatric hospice, the importance for people to share ideas amongst professionals and to figure out the best ways to support bereavement. So we also hope through that conference that the Art for Charlie name can get out.
We're talking with Abigail Waller, co-founder and president of Art for Charlie, and Richard Graham Ewell, the organization's executive director. Abigail, I have to ask how it's been for you to watch the Lacey Holdsworth story unfold here in mid-Michigan.
Yeah.
Another tragic death of a child in a very public process, really.
Yes. Mixed. It reminded me, and I was aware of this, when Charlie was diagnosed and when Charlie's story became quite public, I began to think about the families whose children die and their stories are not public. Mm. So I want to remember that feeling. I mean, Charlie's story was heard and people got to know him. So I didn't feel, it wasn't difficult for me to hear Lacey's story, but it did remind me of the importance of hearing everybody's voice. Mm. Everybody is unique. Everybody has the story.
Richard, you have an event this weekend to showcase the art. Well, you touched on this earlier from the spirit of competition, spirit of Michigan competition.
Right.
Tell us again what's happening.
Well, what's happening now is that we're having a show at the People's Church. And we'll be announcing a day when there'll be volunteers there to guide people, talk about the pictures. But other times during the opening hours of the church, the pictures will be available to people to see. We were going to tie in with a festival of beer and wine scheduled in Okemos this weekend. And we heard only yesterday that the organizers, for some reasons, had to cancel. So we had the hope that we could show the art at a function where several thousand people might be attending. So this caused a very, very fast turnaround in our planning.
Okay. What other, as you take a longer view, Richard, what other events and initiatives are you thinking of for the coming year, let's say?
Every year, we started in 2011, not as a foundation, but for the family of having art events, art shows. And we had it, first of all, at a pub in East Lansing. For the last 2 years, it's been at the East Lansing Marriott, and we're doing the same on November 13th this year. We're having an art show and auction, which will be probably half art and half donations from businesses as prizes for people to bid on. It could be holiday packages and so on. We're also having a children's art show, which will be at the Broad Museum on November 1st. And will run for a few days. This is to bring art in from the schools in the area. We rely completely on the participation of art departments of schools to get their pupils, sometimes to produce absolutely wonderful collaborative art, which we show, and some from children individually. So that's again become part of our tradition. Mm-hmm. And as Abigail just said, our new move forward is for a conference to bring together the caregivers, the hospices, hospitals involved in childcare or in helping families, right from across the state. And we very much want to bring in the participation of the insurance companies, Blue Cross, et cetera, and maybe some representations from state legislators.
Okay.
Right.
Talk to us about funding here. Where, how does that fit into this? Where does your funding come from right now?
Our funding has come and primarily comes from the art show and auction that we have every year. That is our main fundraiser. Other people do sponsored runs and things like that. We follow the rather odd route of trying to raise money through art.
And Abigail, if people listening right now would like to get involved with anything that they've heard about here, well, first of all, are there volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. Many volunteer opportunities. There are two categories of the volunteers. One is in our art show and organizing the art show. And also, now that we're about to give grants to families and working with families, there'd be opportunities to work with the mission for Art for Charlie as well. We're looking for volunteers. We're also looking for families that we might be able to help to begin to give families financial grants to support them through their bereavement, to pay for whether it's something concrete like funeral costs or to pay for a therapeutic retreat away. So we're looking for the families and we're also looking for volunteers.
Very ambitious. How can people connect with you?
Yes, they can look at our website, which is artforcharlie.org.
Artforcharlie.org. We've been talking with Abigail Waller, the co-founder and president of that organization, along with Richard Graham Yule, the organization's executive director. Great to have you both on the program today. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work. But we need to find out about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.